Well, even though farmers continue to face challenges, including lower commodity prices, higher input costs, and uncertainty in farm profitability, the values of farmland remain remarkably steady through the middle of 2025.
There's a huge appetite for ag land in the U.S. from both producers, investors, non-traditional land buyers, and that's what's keeping the train on the tracks.
And that's Paul Shadig with Farmers National Company. He says the explanation comes down to simple economics.
Then that other side of it is the limited supply. And so that supply-demand scenario is really what's holding things strong.
He says America's farmers are still the primary buyers of U.S. farmland.
They are the ones that are a little more aggressive. There's a lot of those guys that have been through the tough times in the 70s and 80s, and they learned a lesson. They said, you know, I've got to deploy my cash in smarter ways. And so there's a lot of those producers out there that have made great decisions, and their pocket might still have some cash in it. So when the farm next door comes up for sale, or when they want to expand their operation, they can do that.
And while farmland values in general are holding steady across the U.S., Shadig says there are some pricing differences from region to region.
We always see a lot of strength and stability in the I states, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. There's pockets there that have seen some decreases as much as 5% and some that are pretty flat. When we go into the Dakotas, there's either a latent effect there, but they're still seeing some increases as much as 5%, pretty general. And so that's probably the bright spot. And then when we get into those outlying areas, anytime that we see some irrigation water, drought issues, things like that, we're seeing some depressed values there.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.